Here we go.
Yo. Yo, 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 yo. Music Jones Podcast. We back. Every Tuesday. All platforms. June. Yo, yo, yo. What's happening?
Cooling, baby. Trying to get back.
Long weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Long weekend of partying.
Super long.
Celebrating the great high school of Mayo High.
Golden Bell.
Which has been closed for 30 years now. As I know y'all heard me say on the show a few times. But
closed.
Yeah.
For 30.
Yeah. Shout out to the class of 1995, the last class to graduate from Mayo. As they celebrated their 30th anniversary.
They did it kind of big,
too. Yeah, with no school. Like, that shit is just, and I tell them all the time, like, y'all got to stop this, because, like.
What do you mean?
Because being around them and, you know, being around for so long.
Uh-huh.
What year you graduated? I didn't even get to go to Mayo.
For real?
No, for play. Stop asking me that.
Man, no shit, though. I was at that gala Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing that you get now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I got the same thing. Well, yeah, you graduate 93. What I was doing in 93. God damn, you graduate in the 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
You know,
man, come on, ease up. Yeah.
Ease up, man. I'm still in there. You know? I'm still in
there. Easy.
Yo.
Appreciate you as always, bro.
Hey, man, I'm here.
How was your week?
It was cool. Yeah, it was cool.
You ain't worked too hard, did you?
I did.
Pumping them cars like weight.
Nah, really? Not really. I had to get some stress relief.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? I'm jump on that ashwagandha. See how that do for me. I ain't doing no drugs, though, so you can kill that noise right there.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, I celebrated with the Golden Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an honorary member of the class of 1993.
How? Because your sister?
No.
Because of him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I should celebrate. I was a member of the greatest band in the land for a little time piece.
Yeah.
Hey, we take honoraries in any kind of way we can.
But they, you know how classes get the beefing?
Oh, they did that?
His class beefing.
Yeah.
His class beefing?
Yeah. So he called me last minute. Like, this nigga brought a tailgate spot at a parade spot on Wednesday.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Petty what?
Yeah.
So what did you have on your float? Or you just had a car in the parade?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You put your car in the parade or a truck or something?
My car. And had some dope. Basic to the point poster.
What your poster said?
1993.
And that was it?
That was it.
God damn.
Now hold up.
Why y'all beefing?
Was you in front of your class or behind them?
In the front.
He was in front of the rest of them.
Was anybody in your class in your car? Or it was just you?
Me and Brody.
Okay.
Shout out to Brody.
So you and him classmate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess we probably the most hated in the class.
Dog.
Why? Cause y'all the best in shape.
Must be.
Everybody else looking flabby and old.
Right.
So he hit me up. Wiz, it was like, "Hey man, I need a huge favor." I'm like, "Shit, what's up?" He's like, "Man, we want to do some dumb shit at the tailgate Saturday. Just something quick. Gonna throw something together. I just want you to fry some fish for me." All right, cool. Man, I fed the whole damn tailgate.
That's why I wonder what, when you was like, I'm coming in town tonight when I hit you up earlier.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay.
Yeah. We fed the whole tailgate.
Yeah.
Everybody coming out.
It was simple because our kid Jones, I know he like to cook, but I was like, shit, I'm going to make it easy. Ain't no grill, ain't no barbecue sauce.
Just fry some damn fish.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And white bread.
That's it.
Come on, man.
That's it. And french fries.
And some french fries.
That's it. But motherfucker ain't want no french fries.
No, they want fish.
Let me get a piece of that fish. I'm talking about dog. We fed. That motherfucker just kept coming.
I know where I'm going when I leave here. Angry.
angry.
Hey, but yeah, man, we had a goddamn blast, man. Yeah. Had a good time.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah, how was the turnout?
It was pretty decent for what it was.
And why you say it like that? For what it was?
Because we still got a lot of people that, you know, there's still a lot that's not showing up.
Yeah. Like, one was around the corner, just at people how, like, Jamie Coe crib. Oh, why the hell crib? His house was packed. Brody's sister's house was packed.
Yeah.
And they literally live right by the stadium.
Oh, but they just didn't go to the stadium.
Yeah. They came, well, they came later.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, they came later, but yeah, man, it was
still need to combine them.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah,
they too late now. Our shit too big now.
Our shit too ratchet.
But on our side, like, you know, with the old people, at it, you know what I mean?
But see,
it be kind of laid back on our side.
But see, that's the thing.
Them old motherfuckers ain't hanging around the class of 2022. Right.
They different.
I don't hang around the class of 2022.
I know. They don't even want to be in the same vicinity.
But not only that, you know? Wilson is the same exact thing. It's just, I don't know why they get along, so they stick together more.
It's just, like, it's so many people it's so many classes. If you get 20 people out of every class to participate, that's a win.
It looks huge.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, just for the optics of the whole tailgate.
But
and all
that's what ours would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard somebody say for theirs that they saw somebody that was in the class of 47 or 46 or something.
At
like
Wilson.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the oldest one left at Mayo might be, I don't even know if they was in parade, but it might be like class of 50, because your uncle, what, 58?
Uncle Willie?
Or 64?
No, he like 66 or 67. Okay. He wasn't too much older than my daddy, I don't think.
So you got an uncle that must have played, because he had a Letterman jacket.
Oh, you might be talking about Uncle John, but I don't know if he went to Mayo, though. He had to have
Because he had a Letterman jacket, a Mayo Letterman jacket that had state champion 1958 on it yesterday.
So that my Uncle John then, probably.
So he was like, Jones, you can wear that? I said, nigga, you know I ain't going to no goddamn Mayo. Niggas be fucking with me, man.
So you saw my uncle out there?
Yeah.
So he was with my other uncle?
He was by himself when I saw
him. Oh, he just had that jacket?
Yeah, he was walking. He must have been scared to take it and put it up.
Yeah, probably my Uncle John. Maybe my uncle, I got a couple uncles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But the worst part of the weekend for me, and then I'm going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
They did a baseball tribute. This is when it really hurt that I didn't get to go to Mayo. They did a baseball tribute.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister, the president, she had Wallace jersey.
Oh.
So I had to take Wallace's jersey. I get to the baseball field, Bowen Manor softball field, get out there, walking the jersey around. As I'm walking up, my daddy, my Uncle Bobby, and Wallace walking towards me. And they had on their jerseys.
Yeah.
And I was giving Wallace his jersey. And I'm just like,
you ain't got no
this some bullshit. I'm the first one. Like, I'm the first one in my family on both sides that didn't graduate from goddamn Mayo.
Mm.
That shit hurt.
It did?
That shit hurt.
That shit hurt.
That shit hurt.
Over the years, I got over it.
I'm going to get over it. But I ain't got. Yesterday fucked it up for me. It you know, traumatized me. Cause nigga, if I'd have went to Mayo, I would have definitely been on the baseball team. True. I didn't play over there because I fucked up my freshman year, and my mama made me quit. But if I was at Mayo, I wouldn't have had to worry about none of that shit.
It was nice too.
Yeah, baseball was my shit. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the Golden Bears.
Yeah, shout out to the
and the Wilson Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their homecoming is just outrageous at this point.
Right.
Wilson shit is. And it's going to keep, you know, they still adding classes.
Yeah, but they still losing classes too.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But shit, they going to always have more than us.
Oh, yeah, they always. Well, we might not be here, but it'll get to a point the way we'll be neck and neck as far as who living.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You only can live so long, you know. Y'all can be open as long as y'all want to be open.
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain point, that class, they ain't showing up no more people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out to those two institutions, historical black high schools from our area.
Mm-hmm.
Did get two emails.
Okay. Shout out to the emails.
Yeah. Shout out to my listeners, Cheryl. Shout out to Cheryl from
Cheryl Poison.
What's the
Once Upon a Time?
Once Upon a Time
in music.
In music podcast. Mm-hmm. I've been a guest on their show a couple times, and she emailed and said, "You ain't listened to Mob yet. What up, Jones? I'm shocked that you didn't listen yet. The beats are quintessential Mob. I felt like I was back in 95. I loved every minute of it. I had to listen to it as soon as it came out. Taj Mahal has Mob Deep name all over it." Yes, it absolutely does. Taj Mahal is one of the toughest tracks on that shit. And me not remembering that, Prodigy didn't die until 2016? So a lot of his raps, you can't really tell when they were.
Mm.
So it really didn't have to be an old school Mobb Deep album, because he got shit where he talking about shit in the 2000s. But at Taj Mahal, like she said, that might be my favorite track right now. Let me find it, because I was listening to No Limit the rest of the week.
I got up to track 4, but that was just for time.
Yeah. That track 4 tough, because of course Clips do their thing.
No, maybe I didn't get to track 4. I got to track 3 then.
Pour the Henny, song number 11. Mm. That shit dope. Taj
Mahal.
Yeah,
I got up to Easy, bro. That's what I got.
The M, the O, the B, the B. I like that because it's a play off the Jimmy shit from Boogie Down Productions back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah. But the album is...
So you got through the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. I give it 7.5 out of 10 off one listen.
Jeez.
Okay.
Just because,
how many tracks?
It's 15. But just, listen. That's Mob. This is Mob Deep sound.
Do you think they could have trimmed the fat song?
What they didn't do... They did adopt a new model. That's why it seemed so long. They still had 3 verses and a hook.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody does, either motherfuckers don't have a hook or they don't have 3 verses no more.
Hmm.
So all they songs over 3 minutes.
I mean, is there some songs you think could be left off? Easy, bro. Yeah, that's the last track I heard on it.
Of course. I mean, of course it got... You know,
okay.
Some that could have been left off. And those be the ones that, while I'm riding, when it's playing, I'll kind of zone out on it, and that's how I know. What I did wrong, right though?
Yeah, just had okay. So you ain't got to lean to it. Oh, pull it to you.
Gotcha. But I say 7 out of 15 definitely got a lot of replay value. Alchemist only did 4 of the tracks, and Havoc did the rest. But Havoc did a damn good job. His production, it just sounded real gritty. You know, it got that that Mob Deep sound, just like Cheryl was saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, perfect for what we wanted. Like, that type of shit I want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
All the beats are dope to me. I might be biased also because they're representing Queens. Yeah, we know.
She in Queens?
Yeah.
Oh.
Makes me want to grab my Timbs and some Hennessy done.
Oh, shit.
She's speaking the Dunn language, Dunno.
I wonder what part of Queens she from.
She said they even have joints for the ladies. When you listen, let us know your favorite joint if you have one. Taj Mahal and...
Look at me, probably.
No, Porter Henny. And Clear Black Nights. Mm. Got my guy Ghostface in there. But Ghost, he sound good on that type beat. On them type beats, man. So
he probably do, though.
He do. He always sound good when he with the Mob. He always sound good when he with the Mob. Shout out to Cheryl. Cheryl, but yeah, those my 3 favorites right now. I only listened once. But I'll definitely be re-listening.
I gotta listen. I gotta see what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you said Ghost. I almost not.
He only on 1 song. Nas on 4 tracks.
You said just one?
Yeah, Ghost just on one. That Clear Black Nights.
Well, if he'd have got two, I wouldn't listen to
it. They found Havoc caught up with Big Noid. I ain't heard Big Noid in so long, but Big Noid still sound like Big Noid. Mm. But yeah, man, it's a dope album. Mm. And I know the more I listen to it, the more I'm going to like it. Because that's just how Mobb Deep always, like murder music, I didn't know how great murder music really was until I listened to it after I got older. Mm. And Alchemist did the beat on there that Kool G Rap on. And I love that fucking song to this day. Mm. The Alchemist been around for a long time, mm-hmm. putting out dope shit. Shout out to Mobb Deep. Next email. Hey, Jones. Hey, B. I know it's been a minute since I last wrote in, but I am still actively listening every week. I want to start by saying I truly enjoyed this episode. I like every week, but it's just something about hearing guests speak who are equally into music as the host. Please bring him back if possible. Whatever y'all got to do. Even if the nigga got a phone in. Great episode.
Oh, that was Grant.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Grant.
Jones, give YB a chance. Shaquetta Brown. Shaquetta. YB just... I'm going to give him a chance, though. I really am. Because... She said, you said it before. Mm-hmm. She said, she's saying it now. I don't know how old she is, but I know if she liked my show, she ain't too young.
She younger.
Yeah, she younger, but she ain't mm-hmm. too young. If she liked my show, she can't be that much younger than us.
In the club every week.
Oh, I mean, that's just what they do
sometimes. Popping bottles.
Yeah. Oh, no. What driving the boat and shit?
I don't know if she drive the boat. Oh, she do okay. be popping bottles. Well, not every week.
Yeah.
If she do be out. She be in the streets. Shout out to Shaquetta.
But yeah, we had the guy Grant on, mm-hmm. and we got into the verses, and he just like us when it come to music. But he had a conversation with some of his homeboys. Like I had a conversation with my homeboy Craig.
Right.
Before I came to record, and he had a conversation with somebody, and they damn near said similar shit. Mm-hmm. So, but Grant was trying to tell me that, just like Swole tried to, shout out to Swole. But Swole said, I gotta apologize to Swole. Swole said I was spreading propaganda yesterday.
Why?
Because I saw that AI photo of C Murder, Bootsy Pig and C Murder.
Oh,
right?
God, you got fooled by the internet too?
Hold up. I only saw it one time, and I was like, all right, whatever. So I was telling Swole, I was like, because we were talking about the No Limit show, I said, shit, C Murder might be there. He's like, C Murder still locked up. I said, that nigga got out last week.
Oh, you got fooled by the internet.
I said, that nigga got out last week. Said, Jones, that's AI, you idiot.
I can hear that nigga now.
He said, I make sure you apologize on the show to me.
Yeah.
So I got
Shout
you.
Out to
Shout out to Swole.
Mo P.
But yeah, man, we was talking about that and, you know, Grant real enthused. But he, of course, is a Cash Money. You know, but my job in this is to remind them of what No Limit did.
Right.
Because a lot of people really don't remember No Limit because Cash Money was after and they
right.
kept
they was right
going.
After and they kept going.
They yeah. kept going.
No Limit run really was about five
it,
years.
It wasn't
five
long.
Years.
It wasn't long at all.
No. Yeah, most of them boys start getting in trouble.
Yeah, but then yep. he dropped so much music in those 5 years.
Right.
Yep. Like Landslide, like when it comes
to bullshit.
Yeah, too. But it was a bunch of fucking music.
A bunch of bullshit.
But it was. And there's some gems on all them joints though. It's one or two gems.
All of them?
It guys? Might be one or two gems.
You the only motherfucker who got all of them too.
Nah, L. Shout out to L.
Oh yeah. You think L got Cain and Abel?
That probably the only one he don't got.
Mr. Serve on?
He might have Mr. Serve on. Mm-hmm.
Some of them niggas, I just wasn't get.
Right.
It just wasn't hit.
Right.
But see, like, that's why, as a crew that we was, the TRU boys,
mm-hmm.
everybody had.
They favorite?
Like, Jay Bird was Fiend. Like, you know what okay. I'm saying? So he would, Jay Bird would buy all that shit. Shout out to Bird, man.
Yeah, shout out to Bird.
Bird would buy all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like Bird put me on Eminem. Pause. Like I never listened. I didn't listen to. I ain't like Eminem till Jay Bird was like, man, listen to this nigga rap. Like we was sitting in his yard one day, and he bought fucking on the first Eminem album. Yeah. And I couldn't argue with his fucking music taste no more because I'm like, okay,
you
this
didn't,
nigga
you
really
didn't
know
get
rap.
On for the first video. How My Name Is.
I didn't. It was
now you too, weren't a video person back then.
I was no, I was a video person, but the video was just the video. I mean, he was just a white boy, just doing white boy shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Guilty Conscience video. That's when I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the album, and man, that first album had some shit on it. Mm-hmm. But he a lyrical ass dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so
well, that 8 Mile got the most out of me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. No videos.
Yeah. Shout out to Shaquetta for the email. Thank you so much for listening. And I'm going to give YB a chance. I'm going to give him a chance. I already talked about that, Bob Deeks. I'm going to cross that out. D'Angelo. Mm. We lost the... We call him a neo soul pioneer.
Yeah. I was listening to something. They were saying like he was the first neo soul artist.
Okay, because I was reading something that his brother put out the other day, or you know, wrote. And he was like, when I came home, he came home to visit or something, and he said D'Angelo was three years old playing a Prince song on the piano.
That's crazy.
He said that's what I knew. He was special.
Right.
And even D'Angelo said, once he met Prince, everything, every song he made, like he was doing it for Prince's approval, basically.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the dude, he could sing, the chicks loved him, and around this time right here, Brown Sugar, like, it took me years to really realize what Brown Sugar was about.
What you thought it was about?
I thought it was about a woman at first.
Mm.
And then I realized...
It was about heroin.
It's about one of them drugs.
Nah, somebody...
It could be
about... They were saying
about
weed.
It is. It's supposed to be.
But then somebody said, like, a few years ago, it was about heroin.
Because it's Brown.
Yeah, but then I think he came out or somebody else came out and said... It was about weed or whatever.
It got to be hashish or some shit.
Cause he said something about
Chocolate Tie. Was a little sister by the name of Chocolate Tie.
Yeah, so yeah, that's weed.
Yeah, but my favorite song by him.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to hear this a little bit though, cause dog, you talk about riding around in my. I used to ride around my Honda.
That's the thing about D'Angelo music.
Yeah,
it was R&B smooth, but them beats used to
beat like
they
hell.
Used to beat.
That cruising shit, man. But that Devil's Pie off of fucking Belly soundtrack.
Belly shit.
Yeah.
That is one of the hardest fucking songs ever to me. Like, no, I play that shit 6 times in a row last week after they told me that.
Don't they have the he do the acapella on
On the movie?
Yeah.
No, at the end of the movie.
Oh, it's at the end.
Yeah,
okay.
But during the movie right when DMX packing up the shit to go to Nebraska, that's when they playing it.
Yeah.
And Nas talking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we moving to Nebraska. Big dope. Blah, blah, blah. But this song right here, man. It's shit.
Yeah, and that montage of them doing going out there and shit.
Yeah, but the shit that he's saying in this song is so fucking like relevant to us, to our generation, to the shit that we thought was cool. The shit like, nah, that's all it is. Like the shit we'll do for a slice of the devil's fucking pie. But he really just rap. I mean, he just sang what happened in the movie in the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which was genius to me.
You'll shake your ass on the internet for a slice of the devil's pie.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Nah. Cloud is the devil's pie now.
You'll go and do a review of a racist restaurant.
Yeah.
Talking about it solidified.
Yeah. Cloud is the new devil's pie.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, this shit caught me by surprise. of course. Being that he was, you know, him and Angie Stone had a kid together, mm-hmm. and she just passed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn. Like, that's rough on a kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to their son.
Yep.
I think, what, like 27 now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
He mid 20s.
Yeah. So, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
He's of age, so he can, you know, take care of himself, but still, like, god damn.
You both your parents.
Yeah.
I wonder if, so he had, he died of pancreatic cancer.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they were prepared for the daddy to die.
I wonder.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, not prepared, but, you know, folk, you know, you kind of.
I wonder how long he knew he had it. I wonder how long did it last, like, because my daughter's grandma
mm-hmm.
was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer July 13th,
mm-hmm.
2023. September, she was gone.
July.
They buried her that September. She went from full body, like healthy, pancreatic cancer diagnosis. She probably lost 60 pounds and in 2 months, she was gone.
Shit.
Yeah. The last 2 weeks of, I think she went in the hospital like the last 2 weeks of August and never came back home.
Damn.
Yeah. So that pancreatic, it's a real aggressive cancer.
It was something I saw. I don't know if it was Threads or something. It was like pancreatic cancer gives symptoms of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got some of that, you might need to get checked for that or whatever.
But yeah, they it's real aggressive. It's, mm-hmm. it's aggressive as hell, man.
So, ain't that what Chad would die from too?
I think so, because his shit was fast too.
He was Chad with both. No, his wasn't that fast.
You're right. It wasn't.
His
that
wasn't
fast.
That fast. Yeah. He was doing movies and he was sick. He knew he had it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't too fast.
It was fast to us, but the people, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm.
around him. Yeah,
that nigga was still working.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cause it was like he would be taking breaks, and people was like, "Why he get all these breaks?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing this motherfucker is dying."
He, he ain't wanting to tell nobody.
Yep.
That's some tough shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's some tough shit to endure. Yeah, man. But rest in peace to D'Angelo, man. And of course, D'Angelo set the world on fire. What it was 2001 with the "How Does It Feel?"
Oh yeah.
Oh man, he had motherfuckers doing parodies.
Yes.
Jamie Foxx did the parody on his show.
Uh-huh.
And Hits from the Street.
I said that on, I told L that on my show, but L didn't remember.
Of
but
course
he did.
Not. Nobody's going to remember that.
Yeah.
But he was a skinny nigga, yo.
Yeah.
He was funny as shit, though.
Didn't Hits have his own show? Wasn't Hits a show?
Mm-hmm. Hits from the Street.
Okay. Yeah, it was Hits from the Street. Yeah. Okay.
It spun off of something else. He used to do like
a
piece on something.
On another, Cedar's World or some shit. He had a little segment.
And
one of them shows.
Yeah, and then he spun off and got his own. Because shit, and then came to state and shit.
Yes.
Did the career student shit.
Move, nigga.
Yeah.
milk it. Do you watch Atlanta?
The show?
Yeah.
I watched some of it.
So, the last season of Atlanta, one of the episodes, Paperboy was trying to find D'Angelo, but he was like a recluse or whatever, and they had to go through this, like, it was like a, what was the restaurant? Like, it was a restaurant that's not in Atlanta, but it's like a West Coast restaurant, like an In-N-Out Burger or something, like Checkers or something, Rally's or something. And he had to go in the back of it, and he had to sit there all day in the shit. No matter, it was earned. But anyway, it was supposed to be D'Angelo. Come to find out, it wasn't D'Angelo. It was just a nigga acting like D'Angelo, you know what I'm saying? Very, very mysterious.
Yeah.
Because D'Angelo, you know what I'm saying? He ain't on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You never see him out. And that was part of the lure of it or whatever. But it's crazy that they did that on their last season, like trying to find D'Angelo or whatever.
But he did an album in 2014. Yeah. Won a Grammy for it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, like, the musical talent was fucking there.
Bro, it's crazy. He the status he is on, and he only had dropped 3 albums.
Right. Real shit.
In 30 fucking years.
30 years. And this shit is like, I'm talking about, man, the nigga voice was so fucking smooth.
But he ain't got, really, like, what's gonna beat this song right here?
Dog, and then, cause motherfuckers was like, was he getting head in the video?
Oh, God.
Dog, that was legend. Yeah.
It was like
when he started screaming, that when he would come.
Uh-huh.
Dog, we used to think of some wild shit,
yep.
But that video I'm talking about, we walk around campus and these girls are going for, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Y'all ain't see the dude D'Angelo video? No. What? Oh, he naked. I don't want to see that shit. Yeah. And that shit was number one on everybody countdown in the world. It was. Straight up, man. That shit, man. But he had his time, man. He had a run. And that lady remix, the lady song you played earlier, he did the remix with AZ.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was dope. But that whole album, that Brown Sugar album, that shit was hard, man.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, yeah. Rest in peace, D'Angelo, man.
Yeah.
Now I got to listen to Devil's Pie 100 more times, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's my shit, dog. I might even watch Belly tonight.
Ooh, Dreaming Eyes. That shit's dog. When We Get By.
No dreaming.
When We Get By used to beat.
Dog, all that shit was tough, man. This shit right here. This that nigga, man.
That singing nigga.
Singing ass nigga, man. With muscles and shit.
Playing the piano.
Playing the piano.
Right.
Hi.
Shout out to Richmond, Virginia.
Dog, so Virginia really.
They got some musical niggas.
They really do.
Yeah.
I wonder what Teddy Riley could have did with this nigga if they would have ever got it.
Fuck it up.
Think so.
Yeah. This is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
But yeah, that he was that neo soul shit, yeah. Playing the piano with the incense burning and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck is this about?
We ain't needing no rump shake on this.
Yeah,
this is it. No New Jack Swing, none of that. This is what we needed right here.
Zoom, zoom.
That shit. Instrumentation just fucking beautiful.
Woo!
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, him and Prince would have did some dope shit together.
Yes.
I think him and Prince.
I'm surprised they never worked together. That's crazy.
That's crazy. The way he admired Prince, man, like, I don't know. But what if they did and we just don't know?
Yeah.
And then it's like when people replay this music right here, it sounds even better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because somebody played, I forget what they played. It might have been Brown Sugar Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did real good with it.
Yeah, man.
They did real good with it.
Goddamn. But he will definitely be missed. I promise you that. Mm-hmm. And he, because like a year ago, he said he was, you know, in the process of making new music. I would have loved to hear what 50-something-year-old D'Angelo would have added. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Probably been some.
He could have did an album, a cover album.
Oh, covering shit?
Yeah. He could have did one of them, probably Tore the World on Fire.
Of Prince.
Of anybody.
Oh, anybody. Yeah, I mean, that's what you call it was.
He could have just picked songs and.
Cruising.
Yeah, exactly.
Cruising was.
Yeah. Yeah. But shout out to D'Angelo, man. Rest in peace. Prayers to his family.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetie.
They were talking about that on the Scum. What happened with her?
So. It's been, well, some chick, her last name, they call it, her stage name is something May. I gotta find it, cause I can't, Mona May, something of that effect. But she blasted.
Is this the one talking about Saweetie? Well, go ahead, I'll let you get it.
Say Sweetie is a
woman of the night.
High class prostitute.
Damn.
Yeah, like okay. She was like,
what she got?
She been working with
Denise Escort Rumors.
Yeah. Yeah, she better Maybach May is the chick's name that exposed it.
Oh, I see that.
But apparently Maybach May introduced her to that soccer dude that she was talking to. And a lot of the money she gotta get, most of it don't come from rap music, say it come from these dudes. So when the shit came out about her and Lil Baby.
Who are these niggas?
say Lil Baby, they was in the you know, the internet put shit together.
Right, right.
So
right.
They was in New York somewhere shopping. Mm-hmm. And apparently Lil Baby spent $100K on this chick that day.
The Maybach May?
No.
On Saweetie.
On Saweetie.
Why does she need it though? Like, she got bread like that though? I mean, well, she got a big hit. She got a couple of big hits.
Yeah. But evidently, she ain't selling or either somebody screwing over. Because they say she one of them, what they call them? Boat chick? Yacht girls? They say she a yacht girl. Yeah.
I mean, you know, crazier things have happened in the world. Yeah. I mean, like the good, you know, one of the greatest PIs to ever live, Fillmore Slim, he said, pussy will sell when cotton and corn won't. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you know.
It definitely will. But yeah, they say, the Maybach May chick, she put it all out though.
Shout out to Saweetie.
Because evidently, she's supposed to be some kind of madam.
Oh, Maybach May.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from all this shit.
She
connect these high profile people with each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why she spilling? Why she snitching?
Evidently, I think Saweetie didn't give her
a cut. Hey, the game is to be sold, baby. You gotta get that.
Yeah. So all that shit went on this week. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that shit just kept popping up.
Like, you got this song right here. What you out here hoeing for? This song in movies and all over commercials.
I guess you want that liquid cab.
TikTok.
She need that liquid cab. She need that liquid cash, man. And she ain't a bad looking girl at all.
Right.
She's actually damn beautiful.
She a top notch hoe.
Yeah.
Who you think that pussy fetching?
She
you think good 50?
She got a good ass, a nice ass on
nice
her. Like,
breasts.
Yeah, but it looked like it's all real, like she had no augmentation done.
Pretty skin.
Yeah.
Shorty holy.
Yeah. But she
little
she's
baby
a whore.
Tricking heavy.
Shit.
Little baby a top notch trick.
With the W-H-O-R-E whore.
She's a whore.
She's a whore.
Fucking whore, man. Like, goddamn, that shit is so fucking disheartening. Like, goddamn, baby.
Fucking whore.
If you got a whore, these bitches out here in these streets fucked up.
Yeah, I did a story on my to give an indicator of how bad the economy is with. It's a new type of getting high called Bluetoothing, where you get say like you on that bar, and you shooting up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to shoot up. I get some of your blood and shoot your blood in to get high. They call that Bluetoothing. I get a little high off of you. Yeah, that's how bad things is out here.
What?
Yes.
So they sharing blood.
Sharing
now?
Blood. Yeah.
Man, these niggas gonna die.
Yeah, so
fast too.
Right,
so she out here.
Man.
I mean,
but we Bluetoothing.
Yeah,
man. Yep. I don't want no Bluetooth headphones and nothing no more.
Yeah,
they call it Bluetoothing, baby.
I don't want
none of that shit no more.
Oh my god. Well, that's where we at.
That's stupid.
It's all right, people. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. This guy. But yeah, man, so Sweet is a whore. Or allegedly. So she did deny the rumors? She finally made a statement? You seen it? She made a statement, John?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Okay.
She said she's gonna let the lawyers take it from here.
That's what she gotta do.
Yeah, that's what she gotta do.
That's exactly what the post said.
Yeah. Now I hope she ain't whoring.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to prove it, though.
Yeah.
You got to prove that she out there whoring.
Oh, they say it's text messages and then all kind of shit everywhere. Dang. Between her and it. Yeah.
Is she really whoring on that kind of level? This, what Maybach May chick might get knocked off.
Because
think about what she could be exposing as far as, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
As far as the diplomat. So, because I heard, you know, because my man played... He's a footballer overseas.
Oh, this big guy?
No.
No, soccer. I'm saying he like a big time guy though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Get that bread. But I don't know, man. These motherfuckers
They got some shit on them.
Yeah, they need it. Whatever. I'm talking about, they you see it, right? It's a bunch of shit. Man. And it's a bunch of people.
Fucking shit.
Yeah, I'm talking about Lil Baby Name came up, the soccer nigga, and somebody the fuck else.
YG.
Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow had to pay for that pussy? I don't believe it. Say Jack, I mean, we got Lil Baby
Jack
on.
Harlow, say Jack Harlow said he was paying double, goddammit.
He probably just wanted it.
Just to make sure she came. Girl.
And he vanilla, baby. He don't want no extra shit. He just want a flat back.
Is it Philadelphia Eagles dude?
Who?
Oh, no.
Jack Harlow?
No. I'm still on this Saweetie shit. This bitch here.
She looks good.
She shuts down escort rumors.
Yeah, she fine, though.
Yeah.
I mean, but like I said, if...
Her friend,
if,
oh, God.
If she got a trick...
So one shit was
these regular girls. These regular girls.
She hoeing. She ain't tricking.
The rest of these girls don't stand a chance.
She shut down escort rumors after ex best friend claimed she owed her a cup for introducing her to the soccer star.
Yeah.
Their recent
accusation. But okay. I mean,
is some fuckery.
I mean, I've heard Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I've heard Stranger Things.
Accused by ex-road manager of dodging payments, witchcraft, using drugs, leveraging romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Say she out there bad, man.
When you mentioned she going to have to sue, that made me think of, you heard about Brian McKnight, what happened this weekend?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, so he sued Jaguar Wright.
Uh-huh.
Some time
I remember that happening.
He won $8.8 million from Jaguar, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. I heard that.
Oh, that why she been so quiet.
Exactly. Exactly.
She was talking about some shit with his son, right?
That, probably some other stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Shit, another one gets exposed by friend for going to Dubai, sleeping with married men and being a cokehead.
Yeah. That's what Sweetie got going on, man.
I mean, she too polished, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you know that business.
Hey, I'm on that white too. High fructose corn syrup. That's my drug of choice.
The soccer player got his name tattooed behind his
ear. Yeah, got her middle name tattooed behind his ear.
Maybe they in love. Pretty woman type nigga.
Or maybe he's a fool.
Nah, he a pretty, you know, a hooker with a heart of gold.
Shh.
He done turned that hoe into a housewife.
Well, who got her pregnant?
She Quavo? Pregnant?
Did Quavo get her pregnant?
She pregnant?
No. This was old shit.
I don't know who had her knocked up. Shit, with that list she got going on, ain't no telling.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to her. Probably why she
That's probably why Jack Harlow wanted to pay double so he could hit it raw.
Yeah. Ooh, baby.
That's how the hookers do now.
Say Jack was paying double. You know?
All her shit up here about being a whore.
Yeah.
Shout out to Saweetie.
That shit deep on there, man.
Oh, that shit got to be about being a whore.
All right, man. We're going to go down this memory lane real quick. And we're going to get out of here, man. 30 years ago, Onyx dropped their second album, All We Got Is Us. And it was two songs on there that I probably know all the words to. They was my favorite songs. Live Niggas and Last Days.
That was a shit right there.
And I think Fredro actually did this beat.
This was on 8 Mile 2.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's where I heard this from.
That's where he... when he was Lotto.
Okay.
Yeah. TikTok, but I don't fit you. But yeah, this is my shit. Back in 95. Another one my sister
Brianna
put me on. Yeah.
So their first album came out in 94?
Mm-hmm. 93 or 94.
Back the fuck up.
Yeah.
You said Last Days and what was the other one?
Live Niggas.
Of course.
This was also on the show soundtrack.
This is on the show soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, fuck that, man. We the motherfucking Onyx.
That beat was so fucking hard.
This is no different than YB.
This shit way different than YB, man.
We gonna go in there and shoot them niggas. Dang, them niggas ain't did nothing to you.
Kick all the bitch ass niggas out. K2 rocking, shot me high. Turn it out without a doubt. Words to get intricate vocab with my system. It's mental, the money is central, and I ain't got the habit. Ever try to defy these guys? They you all that shit you say you thought kid kill it.
Hypocrites.
Hypocrites.
Everybody.
What you mean?
These young niggas.
But these was young niggas.
Exactly.
At the time.
So don't act like the new young niggas is doing shit
that the old niggas,
that the old niggas wasn't doing. Yeah.
I just understand how the old niggas felt now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
All that hippity hop shit. Bro.
What is he talking about?
What the hell is he saying?
He needs a lozenge.
Oh shit.
Shout out to Onyx.
Yeah, man, shout out to Onyx.
Niggas turn into actors.
Now we got two more to go through.
Okay.
They 25 years.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna ask y'all, which one do you want to do first?
Okay.
Dynasty or Stankonia? Because it seems to me that these dudes happen to drop albums on the same day a few times.
Really?
Yes.
Dynasty as in Rock La Familia Dynasty?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, man. How much time y'all got? My favorite rapper, my favorite group.
So we'll do Stank
on. You got the Atlanta hat on. We can do them last.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I got a Stank on his story. Oh, he
okay,
missed that.
Okay. All right.
We can do Dynasty.
Okay, so October 2000.
Arnberg.
Got a 4-month-old baby. Don't know what I'm doing with my life. So, you got to change the game for these. Oh, change the game for these. Single in the high. Oh, shit. That's what we all about. I got to change the game for these hoes. Nah, nigga. I got to change the game.
Got you.
Yeah, I got this baby, man. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with no kid.
4 months old?
Yeah, I don't know what to do with no goddamn kid, man.
Uh-oh.
But, nigga. I stayed amazed. Yeah, I was in Maze 1 right now, about to move off campus in the next few months. But when I tell you, them New York niggas.
Oh, they was bumping his head.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this was back when niggas did like Jay-Z.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, dog, everybody from our era like Jay.
No. Shit. Go to the comments.
Shit.
I never liked this nigga.
Them niggas, he's the most overrated.
These niggas
be fucking lying. They just be talking. Cause how you call him overrated, but you listen to YoungBoy?
They don't make no sense.
That's my thing.
They don't make no sense.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? So that why I don't be paying them comments. Cause some of them niggas just be in there trying to go viral.
Oh shit!
Or trying to make a motherfucker get a rise out of somebody. Man, but this shit. I had the Chevy.
Boom, boom,
I ain't had my 15s in there yet though. I still had the 12s. But boy,
you had to have a system.
You had to. You had to. Cause that goddamn me, you, him, and her.
That's my shit right there.
Oh, shit.
I seen them niggas perform this shit live.
Oh shit! You did. You saw this live?
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
Amil was there too.
No, not Amil. Gone. When they get when they say her name, gone.
Right.
Yeah.
But and you know to give it to me, that was the hit off it with Pharrell and you know, but this shit the first time I heard this shit across a set of woofers, oh shit! When you talk about punching, boom, boom. I'm talking that shit, boom, 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 boom. boom. That shit used to be, I'm talking about goddamn jumping. Del Capitan.
Happy Land. Social Club. We unapproachable thugs. Gone postal.
They always hate dog Jay. Sean. When it came time to it, when it came time to make a song, the motherfucker knew how to make a fucking song.
Yes, Lord.
He knew how to make a fucking song. He knew what to say in that song. He knew when to say it. Like, it was just certain shit about him that you couldn't deny the nigga, man. This nigga had Bleak goddamn even sounding hard.
Bleak crushed this shit.
Bleak murdered this fucking song.
You want pressure, dumb luck, get blombed up. I crush your larynx to talk about us. See, niggas don't understand. See, your larynx is your throat. And you can't talk. If you talk about us, we're going to crush it. So you can't talk no more.
Yeah. Dog, my wife know this shit. Word for word. Everybody's verse.
Even a mill.
Even a mill.
This shit right here.
We be in the car and this shit come on.
Nigga.
I just look at her like,
shout out to your wife. This is my shit right here.
I'm getting to get a concert of this motherfucker.
I get hype on this shit right God. Here, nigga.
Oh, God. Yeah, she love this fucking song. This one of them.
Yeah.
This is one of them. Like, literally, this is one of them to us. Like, nigga. Man. Because being this motherfucker.
This is my shit right here, nigga. Your boy on here.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy on here.
On where?
L boy on here. He got two of his albums.
I thought this was America.
I forgot this shit was on here.
Huh?
I forgot this is. This is how, but these songs is how the fucking Best of Both Worlds came about.
Uh-huh.
This Fiesta. Right. Like, and then this nigga singing, he not guilty.
Guilty as sin.
Guilty as sin.
Try to judge me, but I'm not guilty.
Yo, oh, this shit. Nigga said he wasn't guilty, man.
Ain't no way.
You know, this was supposed to be a collaboration album, like the whole Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jay's like, nah.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this joint. Yeah. I'm gonna take business. This. Yeah. Yeah, this is supposed to be like a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. And they say Rock La Familia, Jay-Z presents the dynasty. That's mm-hmm. what it ended up being. Mm-hmm. Nigga, stick to the script.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. 1-900 Hustler.
Yeah. The introduction to Freeway.
Soon you'll understand. This can't be life. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Oh, God.
Woo. This can't be life.
This can't be life.
Should let niggas know Scarface really like is one of the goats.
It's like that. Like, yeah. A lot of motherfuckers don't, but every song he was on with them,
mm-hmm.
like, they damn near put him last. Because
mm-hmm.
I think they didn't even want to deal with
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real, dog, that nigga, man, that dude say, man, now we both depressed, counting our blessings because Brad's too. Like, they was talking about one of the verses on This Can't Be Life is a verse about somebody, their new kid that died in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
His son that gave him his kidney was two at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Think about that shit. And I just seen these niggas on stage last year
mm-hmm.
together. He brought his son out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you rapping about this nigga when he was two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like full hip hop circle moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
But Scarface always, like, that's why they end up giving him Def Jam South. He was causing so much fucking havoc.
True.
And Jay loved that nigga. Like, Face called that nigga Jay called Scarface the gatekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Called him gatekeeper.
I want to say he gave him bread when he had to have
yep,
a surgery, too.
Gave him money. Him and DJ Khaled gave Scarface money when he was going through that shit. Yeah.
Khaled did.
Mm-hmm. Jay sent him bread, too. Mm-hmm. That's him and Jay, they tight. I just broke into tears. See the second hand. You don't really know how to. You can feel this shit, like mm-hmm. the pain in his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Set my wife with the bad news. Now we both depressed. Blessings of brass too. young soldier living life through the stars. Love the good kids out. And I'm hurting for you, dog. Ain't nobody pain ain't like yours. So the heaven gonna open these doors. Ain't no bright side of losing life. A good company. Case not one. When one day you gonna be with your son. You get rapped about my hard times in this song. But heaven knows I would have been wrong. I wouldn't have been right.
It wouldn't have been love.
It wouldn't have been life. It wouldn't have been love. Can't be life. Music like this was. This shit just. It's a breath of fresh air after Lil Jon. After you go to the club and listen to.
He's vibing.
You know what I'm saying? Because they might play some of this in the club, but it's going to be before.
Yeah.
The Lil Jon set. So if you don't get to the club early, you're going to miss it.
Right.
After the Lil Jon set, they're going to the R&B to send everybody home. And the DJ tell you straight up, hey, man, get something. And, turn the slow. Feeling on your booty. They used to play that motherfucker down there every Thursday night, leaving out the club.
Oh, to go out?
Leaving out at the end. Boy, these them niggas be in their cuffed on too, bro. Goddamn, be like, hey, man,
you was them niggas.
Yes, sir. I was definitely one of them niggas. I was definitely one of them. But I used to, the wild shit, dog. Chicks always been choosing. I didn't know chicks used to choose. I ain't really paying no. Them chicks used to be choosing like shit back in the day.
The whole time.
Yeah. Because I don't know if they be plotting on you, but as soon as that shit come on, it's like one be right, they waiting on you.
They be plotting.
Come here, girl. This is my song. I mean, that motherfucker grinding like hell, goddamn.
She been plotting before she got there.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to Jay-Z and
the whole
25th anniversary of the Dynasty. Damn, I'm gonna have to listen to this shit when I leave. I just said
you got so much to listen to.
Oh God, I got a nice ride though. So, and also 25 years ago on this day, Outkast dropped "Stank on You," and when I tell you this was something we never heard before,
yeah, this is different.
This was different. This one of the coldest beats in hip hop. Dungeon Family organized, them boys had a formula that was just like, because motherfuckers didn't think this shit was gonna go.
Yeah, unmatched.
This shit went fucking crazy. Like, I saw the tour they did, I saw them in concert off of this album.
Ain't gangster shit on here?
I think it is.
I don't know what number it is. But go ahead. I don't want to derail you.
But yeah, they, this shit right here just, and of course 3000 had already started doing the wild shit with his clothes.
On the second album.
Yeah, he had already started that. But Bombs Over Baghdad, Miss Jackson. Would you consider that their crossover hit?
Miss Jackson?
Or was it Rosa Parks?
What you mean crossover?
Crossed over into the mainstream world. Like when the world really took notice of them.
What was the one?
As far as the suburbs.
Nah, I think it was.
What was the Hey Now?
Yeah, it was that album.
So you think it didn't happen until?
Yeah.
Speak About Love Below.
Yep.
Yeah.
They ain't cross over till then?
I think so.
The Hey Now really touched it.
Hey, yeah. And shit, the other one.
This shit was big, though.
This was, but.
This shit was big.
Maybe because of Hey Y'all and what's a. It could be this, though.
Ghetto Music? So Fresh and So. It could it might be this. Fresh. Yeah. See, I forgot this was over here.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, but you know, what is Ghetto Music on?
That's on Speak About Love Below.
I know Ghetto Music was on one of the Maddens.
It was on, and it was on one of the NBA 2Ks or Lives and shit.
Yeah.
It was on one of them, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that shit got
that. It could be that album. And that was like 03.
Find a way to get in, you know, Ghetto Music. I forgot this was even on there. good hair.
Gator belts and patty melts and Monte Carlos and El
Dorados. This shit was long as hell. Gangsta shit is on here.
What number?
20.
Oh, I see it. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I knew this was, okay, so shout out to my homeboy Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he was getting these CDs from.
Mm-hmm.
But so the blueprint, when the blueprint came out, mm-hmm. I had the blueprint like a month or 2 months before it came out. Before it came out, but the album wasn't finished.
It wasn't in order.
It wasn't in the same order. It was maybe 15 songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Gangsta shit, the version that I had didn't sound like this version right here that's on the album.
Yeah.
They had added some sounds in it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This song was on there. I was like, yo, this shit crazy. Mm-hmm. And then when I heard it, like you could tell like where they put more sounds and music in it or whatever. But yeah,
Humble Mumble.
Shut up.
Slum Beautiful was my shit. The beat on that motherfucker was hard too. Pause. I'll Call Before I Come.
Yeah.
That was my shit too.
I Won't Just Drop Over the Blues. Let me see. Humble Mumble is a sleeper too.
It is.
We love these hoes.
So
Whiskey, Whiskey.
I got I call him the homie. I think him and Amy knew each other or whatever, but he listened to the show or whatever. He got a restaurant in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
He's a chef. Mm-hmm. And the name of his restaurant is Humble Mumble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he named it after the song right here. Yep.
I got to crumble, but I got to rewrite my dream. Humble as the mumble in the jungle, I'm about to scream. That's the way the crap could crumble, but I got to rewrite my dream. Back on the microphone, your number one controller. I run the microphone like a blizzard. I'm promoter, trying to told ya. Life is like a great big dog. That Chevy used to get that work, bro. That shit, I used to put that work on that Chevy with this motherfucker. It's an album, dog.
Then when that beat switch up, this shit hard. Gangsta shit. I used to like that. I had missed it. This is back when you would butt dial people. And I had butt dialed my mama one time. And she was like, what in the world was you listening to? I'm like, what you heard? I was like, my bad, ma. All the extra guitars and shit.
Yeah, that shit wasn't on the
oven. That wasn't on the oven, yeah.
It was. Really won't talk about some gay shit. Talk about gay shit. Now listen to that beat, man. Yeah. Listen to all that shit in there, man.
But this is what I want to know. Do you really want to know about some gay shit? Do you really want to know about some gay shit? Do you really want to know about some gay shit? Outcasts, do you more than the dungeon kid? Do you really want to know about some gay shit? Do you really want to know about some gay shit?
Do you really want to know about All I can see is my Chevy, man.
Man, Dre say, oh, Outcast with a K, yeah, them niggas are hard. Harder than a nigga trying to impress God. I'll pull your whole deck, fuck pulling your car, nigga, what?
Oh, man.
Yeah, this shit was different.
Good old days, man.
These are the good old days.
Good old days, man. Y'all hearing this shit as a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
The first time you ever heard some shit like that? Man. Shit,
this shit used to have that little Chrysler Cirrus I had beating, dog.
Beating like hell. Yeah. Anything I'm talking about, they beats just always was like that to me.
Niggas talking about trapping, track six, snapping and trapping.
Snapping and trapping. In 2000.
Yeah. Slum Beautiful is on here.
Yeah, Slum Beautiful, my shit.
We love these hoes, bro.
We love
that backbone and big gear.
Shout out to Backbone.
Mr. Five Deuce Four Trey. I saw that nigga in concert. I was like, damn, Backbone, you skinning now, man. Shit.
He wear a mask and all that shit now. I don't know if he was sick or something.
Probably. But he's skinny as hell now. They used to call him Mr. Fat Face.
Yeah.
That shit over with.
I had reposted one of his videos on Instagram. He liked it. That was my shit, boy. That shit come on in the club.
What, five deuce four tray?
Nigga, what? Yeah, that's it right there. Five deuce the point, five deuce the winner. That was my shit.
That
right
shit
there,
come man. On, boy. That yeah. shit so cold, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, my shit. I don't, what year that? That probably like 02 or something, man.
Yeah, it was not long after this.
Right.
Because the name of his album was Concrete Law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had that CD.
I had it too.
Yeah, I had that CD.
And like, he got some of the hardest verses on some Goody Mob shit. Uh-huh. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? That fucking Refuse Limitation. Not Refuse Limitation. Yeah, it is. That's one of my favorite verses by that nigga. Yeah, I think I'm gonna listen to this Stank Cody on the way too.
I just found a playlist. This is Dungeon Family Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you that crazy.
It got some good shit out here. The Way You Move, I Can't Wait, Kryptonite.
Mm-hmm. Oh God,
that was my shit. I don't know. I used to think they mentioned Kiki in that song.
They did.
I thought so.
Yeah,
that was my shit right here
in the first verse. You can let it play. We gonna shout. I mean, I didn't tell my big brother happy birthday a couple weeks ago. Happy birthday,
shout
bro!
Shout out to Cubs.
Hurry up and come home.
Yeah.
Goddamn, me and Corey got into that yesterday too, Jude. I tell you about it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, we talked about that shit for a second.
Shout out to the Dungeon fam, man. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that nigga said Collection by Kiki Graham.
That's what I thought he said.
That's what he says. You turn it up some so they can hear it. 23s on my feet. Collection by Kiki Graham. Back in
That's
town
crazy.
Put it down.
That's crazy.
But he was 404 Motorsports.
Yeah.
So yeah. You know what I'm saying? He had his own rim collection at one point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You seen what did they do this? I think they did this on Tiny Desk.
Mm-hmm.
Big Boy did. Yeah, I think he did this song on Tiny Desk. Yeah.
Yeah, that Purple Ribbon All Star shit. That was some good shit he did.
Yeah. Uh huh.
That was some good shit he did. Shout out to the cast, man.
You don't fold the cat. Thought it was your boy.
Thought it was your foe.
Man, no. One of them niggas was some pimp. And some aliens.
Now they some genies.
Man. Man.
Man, fuck them boys.
Man. But yeah, man. I appreciate you as always, B.
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, man. Goddamn, get up out of here. June.
Yeah,
thank you, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
After your long weekend,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go back to that.
We still gotta go to finish cleaning up shit.
But
damn,
it was ugly, man.
At the stadium,
kinda.
Yeah, still bucking like five dude four tray.
Shot somebody.
But yeah, man, we about to get out of here. I just started dancing to this shit, y'all. I'm sorry. Be easy. Tell them where they can find you, brother.
Preacher_BP on social media and every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Y'all make sure y'all check out DJ Blaze for show this week because the list episode should be pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Give somebody a familiar face on that.
Yeah, give you some. They're going to give you some insight on how to look at the verses,
mm-hmm.
what to look for, how to watch it, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just be a fan. Don't be a critic.
Mm-hmm.
Be a fan, though.
And also, that was our 700th episode.
Yeah, so. And it was their 700th episode. Shout out to the DJ Blaze Radio Show.
I don't give a damn what y'all niggas say, you know what I mean? You ain't popping shit like I'm popping shit, baby. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm the best.
Shout out to me.
I spent more money. On spilled liquor and bars from one side of the world or the other than you made. You talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, woo, son of a gun.
And I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, man, but June. Tell them where they can find you, man.
Hanging up these cats, man.
That's all we gonna be doing, man. And of course, the JP, Music Jones. You can email us at musicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit me on Instagram, the Music Jones Podcast. JP Jones 81 is my personal page. But until next time, peace. I'm still bucking like five juice four trays. Somebody better tell them I'm still bucking like five.